Santa Rick Banks, a proud member of the National Brotherhood of Real Bearded Santas, sits before a laptop in the basement of his house in Chichester and adjusts the camera to make sure the Christmas tree behind him can be seen.
This year, we have gone virtual. We've done some real live gigs, as we call them, but they've been socially distanced.
One unexpected problem with those live gigs, he says, there's a certain kind of kid who, if you happen to be Santa Claus, will make a run at you.
I'm pretty good with the moves. I mean, sometimes you get one that runs right at you, and you gotta, you know, be like a bullfighter.
Santa Rick checks his watch and launches a Zoom call with a dance troupe of 10-year-old girls from Kingston. A few miles up the road, Santa Dan Greenleaf sits in a rocking chair at Cabela's Bass Pro Fishing Shop in Hooksett and asks a little boy on the other side of a plexiglass wall if he has any questions for Santa.
Why am I wearing a mask? Because I'm here to spread holiday cheer, not drugs.
Greenleaf hears that question a lot and tells me how a fellow Santa recently called to warn him about the kids who don't notice the plexiglass.
He had a 5-year-old come running full speed and jump into his arms. And just, he said it was kind of like a cartoon where you saw the face and the cheek and the eye kind of squash against the thing. And the child fell onto the bench and then got up and laughed and shook it off.
Not only has Greenleaf been a Santa for the last 10 years, but he manages a whole stable of Santas throughout New England.
There's a number of Santas who aren't working at all this year. A number who are not doing any kind of in-person work. They're just going to do virtual things. And then, of course, our bookings are way down.
70 to 80%, he says.
It is the bulk of my income. I mean, I'm kind of semi-retired, but it's definitely my main source of income.
As one of the founders of the New England Santa Claus Society, Greenleaf says he began hearing grim reports from his network of Santas in early May.
And that, you know, the idea that there wasn't going to be a Santa kind of scared people a little bit.
So Greenleaf scheduled a series of emergency Zoom meetings, and every week through June and July, the Santas brainstormed.
We bought shields, we bought see-through masks. I have a bubble that is like a single person bubble that you can sit in. And one of our Santas has a 10 by 10 pop-up tent that's a clear dome kind of thing. A couple of them are working in like snow globes.
Both Santa Dan Greenleaf and Santa Rick Banks say the worst part of this year is the lack of physical contact. Sitting with kids, holding babies.
All righty, good to see everybody. Merry Christmas. Hey. I think one of your sisters left her mask. Oh.
But Santa Dan Greenleaf says if there's one thing he'll remember from this 2020 Christmas, it's the way his fellow Santas rallied.
Santa's finding a way to see the kids, whether it's here behind a plexiglass wall or virtually.
In masks, behind walls, or just making use of Zoom like everyone else, Santa Claus in this pandemic year is finding a way to safely come to town. For NHBR News, I'm Sean Hurley.